Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And we are here live on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communications, Dr. Pat Allen, 323-203-0815 is the number to call to dive into the hot seat and get your question answered by my Dr. Pat Allen. You are live, Dr. Pat.
I know it, and I feel alive, too.
I love it. Well, I'll tell you what, we are going to have a great show tonight. We've given out our number. I'll do it again, 323-203-0815. And I will thank the One Institute for bringing us to be here live with our wonderful listeners each and every Thursday. And thank LA Talk Radio for playing us all times on all stations. It's pretty amazing, but you can only talk to us on Thursdays live. So get your fingers dialing. Dr. Pat, how are you today?
I am fine. The virus hasn't got me. I'm really fine. God is good to me.
Amen. Hey, we've got a caller. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hey, Brian.
No, it's John.
Yeah. Oh, it's Jock?
Yeah, I'm amazed I got through. Hey, I had a weird thing happened to me with my relationship that I broke up with.
What happened?
Well, I blocked her on Facebook because I figured she'd moved on. It's the one I had been trying to turn a friend into a more intimate relationship. And you know how a long time ago when I was up in Seattle and I was walking and I had it's called a synchronicity where I found that theater. That movie was made in, it was made in Portland, Oregon. And I just happened to be walking up there. I was doing a job and found a theater. Well, the synchronicity happened again because I was with this girl. I broke it up, blocked her on Facebook. Lo and behold, it's been about 2 years since I've seen her. And so I figured she moved on. I went to a clothing store and I was washing some clothes that I was going to buy, and her ex-boyfriend said, "Hey, I know you. Why don't you call her?" And so the weirdest thing. So I wasn't supposed to see any of her friends, any of her, but all of a sudden synchronicity happened. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes.
And it is an actual thing because it happens to me a couple of times. What is that?
What do you mean? What happened? What did she do?
Well, I called her on the phone and we got back together where we were like not friends anymore.
I predict it. Do you ever hear me tell people, give people 8 weeks minimum.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, don't be surprised if a year or two or since high school, if they remember how good you were, and they will call you. And I want you to remember to be nice.
I will be, yes. When we broke up, our two relationships were from opposite, you know how opposites attract. I pledged to be nice because we had an argument. That's what broke us up.
Her personality is the chemistry will keep you glued together whether you like it or not.
This is what happened. That's what blew my mind. It just happened
last
week.
What you did was you had negative thinking. If you're negative, you'll ruin everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had negative
thinking. You're a pain addict.
Yes, exactly.
And the...
Well, she is...
What?
You know, she is in her own way. She's a... dismissive, avoidant, I'm an anxious, preoccupied. But that's why we fit together like a glove. We trigger each other, and that's what happened when we broke up.
Are you going to apologize? Are you going to be nice to her?
Yes, I contacted her on the 4th of July, and she responded by telephone and said, yeah, let's get together. But because she's too shy and because we broke up in an argument, she wants to have – she's the kind of person that wants to think things over for a long time because she's very shy, and she doesn't feel like she's enough for the relationship. So I'm going to give her that space.
So are you going to call her, or is she going to call you?
This is one of the things I wanted to ask you, because I don't want to blow it with her. Because
call her once a week and at least leave a message if she's ready to be with you.
Yes. She actually said she missed me too on our little text, but it was only a text. It wasn't a phone call.
Any contact will do. One of the biggest contacts is smelling people. When you smell their chemistry, that bonds you to them.
Mm.
That's nature.
I remember reading that in your book, yes. Yeah.
That's what I say all the time.
Yes. So, yes, I will be nice to her, and I will, with knowing what I am now, because what she does is she likes to have private time, think things over, and because I'm anxious and want to get together and more intimate, that triggers me. And then that's why we fit together like a glove. But I know what's going on now, and so what I'm going to do is I'm going to call her, like you say, and I'm not going to pressure her to get into an established relationship yet. I'm going to take my time.
Remember, women are built neurobiologically and chemically to feel good, to do good. Men are built biologically and neurologically to do good and get people to do good, but that often hurts women's feelings.
Yes.
So please, people, read my book, Getting to I Do.
I am reading it. And, she has a sympathetic nervous system like fight or flight mentality, so I'm going to be very gentle. But I have to wonder, Pat, because she's so opposite, can she actually be trained to be more intimate in the long run? Because she's very, like I said, she's more like a Catholic,
darling,
like you said, like a
darling,
nun.
Yes, that's right. And she wants you to act like a monk who's obedient to the laws of God.
Right. Yes.
Women have to feel good to do good.
You have a therapy in your book where these kind of people that are women that are turned off from their own senses, you have it where you go on a date or a spa retreat and you don't say anything. Tell me more about that.
Ask it in a different way so I get off the last subject and into yours.
In order to wake up her more intimate side, which she's shut down for years, you have a part in your book where the couple gets together and they don't say anything at all, but they have hand gestures and they have candles. They have a hot tub together. They get
that's
intimate.
Exactly,
and that's
right. And he gets permission, doesn't just grab.
Exactly. So it's taking it slow, taking it sensuous. Not sex, but just taking
affection.
A feather, stroking her, getting her senses. Yes.
What you want her to do, remember what I'm about to say to you. It takes only about 3 minutes of being near somebody whose chemistry turns you on. Now, for men, it's pretty solid 3 minutes, but for women, if we've been with any man, starting with Dad, who was not cherishing our feelings, we're afraid of men. And that means
that's her.
We produce norepinephrine, which is no epinephrine. In England, it's called noradrenaline. You don't want to produce norepinephrine in America in a woman's body because it will turn her off.
Oh? Hmm.
Got it?
Yes. So take it slow, right?
You know what? What else do you have to do that's better than helping a woman fall in love with you?
Exactly. And that's why I'm calling you, because I just wanted to do it right.
Right. And you know what men do that's a mistake? They grab herds of women and try to bring all of them into loving. No. Have your number one lady and do her right.
Yes. Well, because my wife, original wife passed on, I'm going to be a little rusty, but I'm going to read your book and do it right.
Please do it. Please do it.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thanks, Pat.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. All right, Dr. Pat. We've got some more calls. We're going to take another one. I'm going to remind everybody to go to www.drpatallen.com and sign up for the newsletter. Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. It is Brian.
My goodness, we're attracting men.
Yes, you got two in a row, and it's always great to hear you working with another guy too. I have one general question and then one more specifically in the situation that I'm in now. So is it all right to get to both of them?
Yes.
Okay. So the first one is the more general question. I've heard you say that women gravitate towards men that are like their dad, but not too much like their dad. So is it the opposite, that men can gravitate towards women that are like their mom, but not too much like their mom?
Perfectly correct. That's called chemistry. You can't be with a man who's all like your dad. That's incest, even if there's no incest. And a woman can't do it. It's within 3 minutes of smelling the pheromones that emanate from a person's body, you get signals from your penis that this lady is sexable. But the difference here is women usually have had some bad experiences with men that are trying to get them sexual too fast, and because of that, women very, very often take time. Helen Fisher, you know, the psychiatrist, she has a book.
I've heard the name.
Yeah. Why Him, Why Her? And I like science as my baseline, and she has a segment in there. In her book, in other words, I choose to believe that God's messages are based on science.
Mm-hmm. Or yes, we can certainly learn a lot from our many years of observation and what experts have put a lot of energy into. I think that that's good. And I wonder if that's part of the connection that I have with this one woman who's really more in the friend department, but we're going to be spending a lot of time together the next couple of days. Yes. We're going to have more than that, because the one time we really spent I think there's also some bigger issues. But the one time we really spent considerable time together, it was kind of at a party, so there were just a lot of people and places and things.
Yeah.
And plus we were outside. So I know we have communication, chemistry, maybe compatibility. That could be a big thing. Because, again, we certainly have been talking for a long time. But I have another woman who I'm going out on what I consider an official date with Sunday. But really, the question I have for you is about another woman. There's another woman she's definitely attractive, and she went on a trip and was 2 weeks and now is back. And I was I could look at myself and say, maybe asking her out quicker would have been a good idea. But she came back and I was about to ask her out, and she texted me. Last night I went on a second date with someone, and I want to see how that goes. So is there a Pat Allen response for that, or is that her saying you think she's unavailable and move on?
I think that you would do well to remember that she needs to feel good, and you need to do good. And doing good means you don't try to get her to do good for your sexual sake. You say things like, gosh, it's so nice down here on the beach. I would love it if you would be willing to take a walk with me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, that's making a clear sense.
Because, you know, I'm going to tell you something. Women get very frightened and angry with men that are trying to get their penis in her mouth, anus, or vagina before she really is comfortable.
Mm-hmm. And I have told her that she was attractive, although I've only seen pictures and, you know, we did one Zoom call. But when she said, I went on a second date with somebody and see how it goes, to me, that sounds like she's saying she's unavailable for dating with me, where my thought is, you know, I know your stuff. It's like, hey, well, it's only a second date. So maybe there's an opportunity. So if you have an idea for either a comeback or a let it go, I'm certainly interested in that.
You don't let go until she tells you to go away.
Okay. I was thinking her saying that was a way of doing that, but you're saying it wasn't.
If you ever have chemistry with somebody, it's still there.
But we haven't met, so I don't think we even really know that outside of me, you know, seeing pictures of her on the computer.
What I want you to do is to court her by letting her smell you and you smell her without too much pressure for sex. Women like to make love, but men like to have sex, which is not as romantic or comfortable as making love.
Uh-huh. So are you saying that you think my next step would be to ask her out for something and then just make it a clear asking her out? And then if she refuses me, then all right, then
if she refuses you, you'll say, do I have your permission to call you in a month?
Okay.
Because she may remember men she lost because she dumped them because they didn't mind read her. Remember the three bad things in relationship communication is being evasive. Uh-huh. Evasive, not giving your request. Needing a mind reader to figure out what you're asking her for. And the third thing is abrupt. Hi there. Busy? Oh. Abrupt communication. So it's some, if men pick with their eyes, you look for sexual beauty. We women have a tendency to look for stability and security.
Yeah, and you know, this guy, at least this guy has a head start. Okay, so I'm hearing from you, Tahita, hey, I want to take you this place. I did tell her I wanted to get to know her, but to make more of a concrete offer. And are you comfortable with that? Are you available keeping it to a quick text her back with that? Okay, that's good. I think even if she says yes, well, she's attractive, but she's probably my number two. But really, my number one is the one that I'm going out with Sunday. And she's definitely very interested. And even though the place I'm taking her, my goodness, I would not take a lot of people to this because it could certainly be a hole in the wall. But she's very excited about it because, you know, the quality of the food.
The sensuousness. What you're telling me is she's using her senses to evaluate her date with you.
Yes, and I know I already made a good impression on the first date because she loved the dessert place that she went, and I wasn't going to tell her exactly where we were going, but she knows more about that type of food than I did. So she's like, oh no, this looks really, really good. Even though I look at the restaurant, I'm like, I don't even know if they have a table and chairs there, but the food should be excellent, and it's something that she makes herself. Okay, that's a good reminder that she's very big on food, and that could be a tie to sensuousness. And I definitely think she's attractive, definitely on the thin side, but certainly attractive.
Good, 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 good.
All right. Well, those are the two big things that I had. So I will see what I can cook up for the other woman, and then I still have the number three. So I may see what she's up to next. But I'm not making a big priority. But really, this friend woman who again might have some. You know, there's definitely some mom similarities with her. You know, I'm really going to be going to her to. You know, two games in a row. So we're going to have a lot of time.
Wait a minute. Pheromones are not observable. They're smellable. They go through mouth, through the palate, to the Jacobson's organ, where they impact the Bartholomew glands in a woman, which triggers the pituitary to release oxytocin.
Oh, wow. Wow, it's great to hear a whole the whole chain of events. But I know that after spending that much time with her, I'll have a better grasp of, you know, pheromones and, you know, what it's like to be in person with her. So I think there'll be a lot of things that are there. But I know there are, I think there are some. But yes, I'm keeping in mind some of the similarities that may be there too. So I'm keeping my antenna up.
And read my book because it tells it all anyway.
Yes, I've got it. I think I've got two or three copies up there on the shelf. And one day, Man's World and Woman's Universe. I think you said that one was more geared towards men, wasn't I? Haven't you said that?
It's written for women. There's one about men. The truth about men will set you free, but first it'll make you mad. And my last book, it's A Man's World and a Woman's Universe. And the biggest message in that book is women are not sex objects unless they're sex workers. But that means you dick her about how much it's going to cost you, and she likes it that way. So Man's World and a Woman's Universe. Women like to feel good like oxygen does for people that don't have this miserable virus. So women feel good, men do good, but smart men make sure that women feel good.
Yes, yes. And that's why I think I'm connecting with this one number one woman on Sunday, is because I kind of already have the map that I've some I've used, some I haven't. This is going to be a brand new place to go. Is I think I already know the path, and I think she already has some excellent qualities about her from what I already know. But I know that the doing, I know what I like to do in the doing good department makes her feel good in a very big way.
Good.
Yeah, that much I know. That's why she's at the top of the list for a few reasons.
Good. Excellent.
All right. Well, thank you again, Dr. Pat. As I say,
You're very welcome.
This weekend, and yes, great to hear another guy. That's yes, it's always nice to hear somebody on the same path. It's great to hear the women too, but yeah, it's almost like sometimes you have to think of it in the mirror image way for some of that stuff to work on me.
Well, his name is Josh. I'll try to learn to recognize the voice.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's good. Hope to hear more of him too. But yes, I love hearing you listen work with the ladies too. But okay, thank you so much as always.
Welcome.
Thank you. Have a great evening. Bye bye. Okay, 323-203-0815. It's the way you get to talk to Dr. Pat Allen live on the air. Get your question asked. www.wantistore.com is where you can find Dr. Allen's new book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Hello. Hello, Dr. Allen.
Hello.
I'm calling because I would like to get your insight on something. A man has been dating me for actually 8 years now. And just to give you a little bit of background, he's 64, he's left-handed, I'm 55. And when we were first started to date, we were just really casual, but neither one of us wanted anything serious. And then obviously, since it's been 8 years, over the years, we've gotten a lot closer, especially with COVID happening. And so our feelings have started to develop. And like I said, we did get closer. And back in February, things seemed like we were really good, but he never really took me off of the market as far as I was concerned. So there was, you know, dating on both sides casually.
He only wanted to be friends?
We are getting up there in age. And so I wanted to find out from him if where his thought process was and if it was, you know, if he agreed with me that it was kind of time to start looking at this relationship with the potential for long-term commitment. I don't want to get married, but I am interested in mating. And so,
but remember, have you ever heard me talk about don't let yourself mother him and interview him, because he will be, you will remind him that in his 60s, he's sliding from testosterone into estrogen. The body does that. And women go from estrogen to progesterone. So you sound like you're going male. Do you want to do that?
No, I am very consciously trying to be in my feminine.
Then why don't you let him court you until he sees that you like him and he likes you? Why don't you let him, why don't you respect him as your man? Even though he's not your man yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good point. I guess for me, like I said, it's in 8 years, and I was at the point where I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to be like 15 or so years in and realize that I've wasted all my time, that he's never going to be serious
about it.
Honey,
you didn't waste 1 minute. You had successful moments and you had empty moments. And I'm more than willing to tell you there is no such thing as wasting your life if you're living and eating right and not using drugs that are not prescribed. If you're living a good scientific life, you are, I'm 87 going on 88. And when I was 35, I was half dead.
Right, right.
So I want you to know that you sound like a man courting a man who's a woman, and that's going to not do very well because he wants you to respect him while he does his courtship with you.
Okay. Okay. That sounds
Do you
good.
Date three men? Three?
No, I don't.
Why not?
You know what? I just don't feel like I have the energy for it.
Well, if you don't have energy for three men to date them once a week, how can you get a man?
Right. And I guess to that point, I've just been easing into it, and I've always been pretty happy with the one that I have. But when opportunity comes about, I will accept the date. But I am not actively looking to do a lot of duty dating.
But are you turning down two men in order to work on getting one man to fall in love with you? Are you hunting men?
No, I'm open to other opportunities.
Are you flirting? Are you flirting? No. Are you looking in eyes and smiling?
I'll just say no. There's not been a lot of opportunity. I work
home. For what reason do you want to limit your opportunities?
There is no reason at all. I guess I've just been kind of razor focused on whether this relationship at this point.
But I'm hearing that you want a man to marry you. Wanting is masculine. I want you to find the best man out of three. I want you dating three men at least three times each so that you have an opportunity to make a choice, not simply limited to what's left.
Right.
Have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
I have, yeah.
But you haven't read it in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's what?
Yes, it has been a while.
Well, I've got news for you. I'm spotting your male. Is your mother masculine?
Yes, she was. Is. Yes, she is.
You mean, is she dead or alive?
No, she's alive. That's why I corrected myself. She
does
is,
she have a man?
She does, and he's feminine.
Then why aren't you out there looking for a man, masculine or feminine?
I have no answer for that.
Tell us what you want, sir.
No, I don't want to be sir. I want to be feminine, and I want to date a masculine man.
But that means he's got at least 8 weeks to date you.
Yeah. Well, that was what I was going to tell you, that like after I had asked him that back in February, he did kind of give a negative response, although it really wasn't an answer to the question. But then he did disappear or left for 4 weeks. I was waiting the 8 weeks. He did come back. And so I was very patient with his returning.
And passive, patient, and vulnerable. Did he come back?
He came back. Yes.
They do come back within 8 weeks. If you don't scare them by mothering them, which is masculine.
Yeah. Yeah, and no, honestly, for the most part, I do feel like I'm very feminine. I am very passive. I let him take the lead. And so
do you? Oh, it's so nice to hear from you. Do you stroke his feminine?
Yes. Yes, I stroke a lot.
But do you say, gee, I missed you while you were gone?
Yes.
That's called mothering.
Oh, okay.
Please do not interview men. Let them interview you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The more you respect men as leaders, keepers, conquerors, the more you do that, the more they can cherish you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Will you switch that and call us back?
Absolutely.
Because what you're doing is fitting in with your biological makeup, but that's turning you into a man too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're just trying to navigate things. And yeah, I was calling to kind of get your input on what you thought was happening.
Want is a masculine word. No thank you is a feminine bondage. That's when a woman doesn't want a man. Right. We get what we want by knowing what we don't want.
Correct.
Have you got that?
Absolutely, yeah.
But the problem is you don't want a man who's slow dating you, but that's the way real men date. They want to feel in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Very feminine men very often don't have money and they want sex. They want your body for pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Real men want a full-bound relationship. In which their body, their mind, and their soul, the soul of a man is feminine. The soul of a woman is masculine. There's a wonderful book by Sanford, and it's called The Invisible Partners. Whenever you're dating, the man is both masculine and feminine, and so are you. There's four of you dating.
Right.
Chemistry is bubbling up and holding you together on bad days.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes.
And read my book again.
Absolutely.
Good girl.
All right. Well, thank you so much. This is definitely helpful. Those reminders help.
Good. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with your mother wanting to be with a feminine man so she can be respected. Right. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, all the females in my family are very masculine. So it's been, a few years when I identified that I was too like that and wanted to, but I want my relationship to be where I'm being cherished. So it is always constantly looking at myself.
I appreciate that, except that she's got somebody and you don't.
Yeah.
Everybody's masculine. Everybody's feminine. If your mother and you and your sisters like being masculine, please enjoy feminine men.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that's not for me.
And that's where that book comes in. I wrote a book with a man named Don Schmenke, and it's called The Truth About Men Will Set You Free, Ladies. First, it'll make you mad.
Yeah.
And I hear that you're mad that you were taught to be masculine.
Yeah.
But you might want to be with the man, even if he's not a man, rather than be lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has a price tag.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Good. I hope you date three men this week.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Surely.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 323-203-0815 is the number to call to get into the hot seat with Dr. Allen. Get your questions asked and answered. It's so much fun. Okay. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. I have two. Pat, I am out on the market and letting men date me. I'm looking to get paid, not laid, and I'm looking to be cherished. So I have three really great men. We're about to go on date number three, but all of them, yes, I know, but all of them don't make enough money. So how do I deal with this in a very feminine way?
Pay your own bills.
Okay.
Have a convenience. There are three kinds of relationships. Convenience is when you put in dollar for dollar or percentage. If you make more money than a man, in order to have his company, you put in more money, but the same percentage. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
Then the second one is codependency. That's one in which somebody takes financial responsibilities because the other one is either crippled or something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is a legal choice in Louisiana, if I have anybody listening here. In Louisiana, you can have a covenant, and that's a relationship in which one of the two people, straight, gay, or lesbian, decides they will pay all the bills if the person they're with will take care of making a sensuous, happy home, especially if they want kids. So what style of relationship do you want? Do you want a covenant where he pays all the bills and you get to stay home and play golf?
Covenant, correct. That's the one that I want.
Okay. The only problem is that, how old are you?
47.
Okay. You're still young enough. Do you hunt in country clubs and places where rich men go?
No, that's actually a great idea. My girlfriend gave me an idea about a little cafe that's by a golf course where she has met, wealthy men in that area. So yeah, I think I need to change where I'm hunting because these men are great. They're just not financially where I desire to have my life.
You have got to go where they are and smell them.
Okay.
Will
now, what
do
I do about these? Yes, I will hunt in a new territory. This is such a great idea. I didn't even think about that. So these great gentlemen
that's why you're calling us.
Yes, precisely. Now, since I love doing everything with integrity, which is pretty much all of your practices.
I do too.
Isn't it great? So what do I tell these men that are, you know, they keep asking me out? I feel so bad saying, oh, you don't make enough money. I mean, how do I say it in a compassionate way?
What you say with them is, I don't have the right chemistry with you, and that's God's nature. So I don't want to use you, and I don't want to lead you on.
Okay.
Isn't that nice? Yeah.
I know. I love it. It's yeah, I didn't know we could apply that to other things as well, like their bank account. I thought it was strictly
Wait a minute. You can apply it to everything.
Oh,
chemistry
I love it.
Is what turns on when he has the money or the house or the relatives or the job that you like to be around.
Oh.
Remember,
now,
women need to feel good. Women need to feel good. Men need to do good.
Yes. Yes, I love it. You bring up such a good point about chemistry. Can that ever be wrong?
No. But the problem is that people that are criminals can have chemistry for nuns.
Okay, this is exactly what I'm talking about. So as I have been allowing men to date me, last week I had the most chemistry I've ever had for any man, to the point where I couldn't think, I couldn't work, I was completely out of my mind.
And he was a drug addict.
He was mentally ill, emotionally immature, spiritually bankrupt. The list goes on and on and on. So why did I feel that for someone that's not well?
Do you have a problem mothering people?
In the past, yes.
Well,
so I feel like he was a test.
It's still there, and you were going to mother him into shape.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely a test. I mean, I'm feeling so good about my awareness this time, because instead of wasting 10 years of my life with somebody not well, I had one date and then blocked him from my phone and moved on, because it was just too much. He was saying that after 3 minutes, he knew he wanted to marry me, all of this crazy stuff.
You are a pain addict. Your addiction to dopamine causes you to want people before you check them out
mm-hmm.
for their legality, morality, mm-hmm. religion,
yep.
whatever. Do you understand that hunting is hunting is hunting, whether you're hunting for a house or a car or a man?
Mm-hmm.
Women get what they want by knowing what they don't want.
Yeah, after that episode, I made it so clear of what I don't want, but I'm still a little concerned that I've got a little bit of pain at. I've been working on this for years, so I'm a
but
little
has
bit
anybody ever concerned. Has anybody ever said you are an addict to norepinephrine?
Yes, I was clinically diagnosed years ago.
Well, there we are. So you have to avoid men that you are irrationally attracted to until you get them checked out for cash and success.
Exactly. So is that how I will heal that pain addict tendencies, is by incrementally doing things slowly, by pausing, not jumping in the
relationship, dear.
Not jumping. Okay.
Yes, dear. Your masculine characteristics want to be married now. The problem with that is now is a masculine word. Women go,
yeah.
I will date men I feel good with until he wants to marry me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know my three big words for women?
I'm thinking just passive, patient, vulnerability.
That's exactly the right answer. Passive means you don't chase men. you let the good guys chase you, and the rest you say no to because you don't have the right chemistry. Patience means I want to be married by next week. And vulnerable is, he says, I want you to stop dating other men now. But we've only dated twice. I haven't checked up on your money yet.
Oof, I love it.
Got it?
Yes. Well, I did good. I said I don't feel comfortable with you, and it broke up abruptly after just a few days. I didn't even let him kiss me or touch me or anything like that. So I fully understand that. I didn't feel good, so I let him go. So I think I'm slowly getting there, because in the past I would have ended up in a relationship with this person for 10 years and then figured out what happened to my life.
No, you don't want to do that.
No. So, it ended abruptly, which I know you're not typically a fan of, but this person was a narcissist, had psychopathic tendencies. It was just something I had to run.
I ask women to test date 3 dates with 3 men.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
Yes, he didn't make it to number 2.
Okay. But you might want to check. There are men, when they come to me and they're very rich, I have mm-hmm. them rent inexpensive apartments, drive inexpensive cars, so that they don't get gold diggers.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not coin operated in any way, shape, or form. I just have a specific value and worth for myself that I've had for a great many of years. So I can tell when somebody picks me up in a certain car versus what I'm used to. So yeah, I have no problem with that.
No problem.
Yeah, I'm doing everything morally, ethically. Like, it's just a beautiful, clean way. It's just I desire a certain lifestyle, and the two men, it's interesting. The two healthy men don't have the money, but are like, they're so willing to do anything for me. And then the gentleman that had, well, actually he's not a gentleman, but the person that had all the money and the things that I was desiring was not well. So I actually let him go, and I'm keeping the other two in rotation. I just don't know how to have this conversation with them. Yeah.
The way you have it is chemistry.
Okay, so I'll wait until the third date. That hasn't happened yet, and I haven't had chemistry.
That's right.
Two healthy
and remember,
yet, so.
I don't want to use you for money or lead you on.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, perfect. Oh, there's a lot of buzzword in the psychology world about that chemistry that I had for that that unhealthy man. A lot of people are saying, oh, that's a trauma bond. What are your thoughts on that word?
Simply chemistry.
Okay.
Some of the sexiest men are criminals.
Got it.
And you might want to look at our electoral parliament.
Especially if you live in the state of California.
Yeah, right. Okay. I want you to get your masculine left lobe and your feminine right lobe to work together. Do you know that we women have 2 fibrous connections that allow us to feel and think, whereas right-handed men have only 1, and it's for intuition, which is very intellectual. They're called mm-hmm. corpus callosums.
Wow.
Everything I teach is based on science. Everything.
Yep.
You see, and that includes a horny older woman that wants a toy boy. Do I say, oh, I want you to go to church. God doesn't want that. If you look at the Bible, we are created polygamously.
Yes.
And the Bible has stories of polygamy. Okay? Do you know what I tell women that want a lover? Do you have an ex-husband or boyfriend that was a great lover, but not money and not the way I want?
Exactly. Yes, I'm running from those.
What I mean? But I require.
But they have every right to go after them.
And they have to go after them, and they have the right to tell them. The people have to agree to the agreement together.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, this was extraordinary. Thank you so much. I'm super grateful.
Good, 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 good. Get out there.
You got it.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. Bye. Bye-bye. All right, Dr. Allen, I think we've got another call in our queue. Sam at the switchboard is going to get it for us. Until then, everyone, 323-203-0815 is the number to call to get in the hot seat. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I sure do. Good evening, Dr. Allen.
Good evening to you. What can I do for you?
So a gentleman has been dating me for 6 years and finally...
6 years?
Yes, ma'am. And has
Are you
offered,
in a committed relationship?
Yes, he's offered continuity, monogamy, and longevity. And it's interesting, the question...
What do you say no for?
it's the question I have for you is actually, he is 65, ambidextrous, and an artist, and he has been asking me to call him more frequently, saying that it makes him feel valued when I do
That's
so.
That's right.
And it takes
is an engagement ring on that finger.
Okay. So I have the girlfriend title, and you're saying that, how do I manage that request until I get to the engagement ring?
Get a promise ring.
Okay.
A good promise ring.
Mm-hmm.
And a box of what?
No, and about the calling.
Oh, you say, if I have a socially recognized, honorable relationship title, that's mm-hmm. called fiancé, right?
Yes.
You can even be engaged and live with him, as far as I'm
yes.
concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So it requires an honorary title.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
So when are you going to get one?
That's the next step. I've said I don't know.
It's interesting. I am not in need of people being legally married.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get especially past 50,
mm-hmm.
you're really, you know, I'd rather protect young couples to have marriage for kids' benefits.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
But after 50, there's usually not many kids started.
Mm-hmm.
But the pre-engagement or the marital legal agreement, which I support very much, is as good for a pre-engagement as
mm-hmm.
a pre-marital.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely recognized by anybody. What country are you living in right now?
In the U.S.
Okay, so everybody would know that ring on that finger.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way I operate, because I don't see why you have to have such a heavy responsibility legally for money without kids? Do you know the reason? Have you ever heard the phrase nurse and purse?
No.
That's what men want from women when they're older. Men are young and strapping, but they don't hold up well, do they?
No.
So I've been married 4 times. I had to learn all of my lessons the hard way. Right?
Yes.
But I didn't legally marry the last one because I didn't want to be a nurse, which is taking care of dying men, and a purse, which is paying for dying men.
I see. So when he says, I would really appreciate it if you called me more, what is the Pat Allen way?
What you would say, I'd love to be your fiance or your promised one that everybody knows, and I'm introduced as your fiance, and I will call you once for every twice that you call me.
Okay.
Either that, you can do one and one.
Okay.
And you might, if he really gives you a nice ring, you might even say, I'll even give you a 3-2. In other words, you negotiate.
Right. Well, he's introducing me to his mother later on.
That's big.
Yeah, this summer. So I feel it's headed in the right direction. I guess my other question for you is, I've been married before and divorced. I was married 9 years. He was married 15 and divorced.
Right.
And I'm at the point where I like the idea of an engagement, but living separately. And I would love to get your thoughts on that.
That's just fine.
Nothing wrong
with that.
Okay.
Great. I do not approve of living together without engagement.
Right.
Because we automatically become nurses and purses. And they get sick.
I think I want to be engaged but living separately.
There, you just found that out.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, I will call back and let you know how it goes, Dr. Allen. But
good.
But all your work
has
gotten me to this point.
Have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
I sure have.
Have you read It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe?
I had to read it twice because it was...
You have to read it. It's not that easy. It's just very... Do you know why the book is small? Because men don't like big self-help books.
Right.
But they're fascinated by intellectual books, and that's what that book is. If you really see what makes Pat Allen tick in depth, Getting to I Do is for women, but A Man's World and A Woman's Universe is for men to be men and women to be women.
Yeah, it was excellent. I had to read it twice before I was really able to let it sink in, so to speak.
Please read it as often as you want. I read it periodically to see if any new information is coming down the pike that I want to incorporate. And I want you to know I have no changes made this past year with that book. It still holds me in the spot I want to be. A scientist.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. Allen. I appreciate all that you do.
Good, good, good. I appreciate people like you that ask me to do it.
Have a wonderful evening.
I'm doing it right now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. Okay. I believe we've got another call coming in. I want to remind everybody to find those. Oh, hello, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
What?
My question is, I am dating a man, and I don't know how to tell how much money he has. I don't know if it's enough for me.
Are you engaged to him yet?
No, I've only been out on 3 dates with him, and I can't tell how much money he has. It's difficult.
Have you made love with him?
No, I have not.
So that's the deal. Until you go with him, does he know that you want monogamy sexually, continuity, and you want to aim for marriage before you have intercourse? Does he know that?
No, he knows that I want marriage and I'm aiming towards longevity and exclusivity, but he does not know that I have to be in a committed relationship before I make love to
him. No, not committed. You, because you're interested in getting paid, you have to have a session with him in front of his CPA or your business, somebody that can look at the books to see that he... I used to have a woman that was a, Kelly, what's that called that you do?
A forensic accountant? Forensic accountant?
Yeah.
A paralegal.
Paralegal that would observe the document for your financial security, that you will not have sex, intercourse, penis in mouth, anus, or vagina without a report from a legal expert.
Well, how would I phrase that? I've only been on 4
You wouldn't
dates
phrase
with them.
It, darling. No. He says, I want to get in. Have you ever had a man say that?
Yes.
I would love to let you in, but I've got to look into my old age. So when can we meet with your CPA?
Wow, that's pretty direct.
Honey, penis in mouth, anus, or vagina is very direct and makes you a bonded piece of glue. Please do not do friends with perks. Please.
No, I don't do that. I've read your book.
So, all right. So are you willing to say, I would love to make love with you as soon as we do our pre-engagement contract?
Yes, I can say that. Yes.
I know, because he doesn't get in without the contract and you don't get the money without the sex.
Yes. Okay. All right. And meanwhile, I'm dating man number 2 who does have enough money, but he is not coming towards me. So
then maybe he doesn't have the chemistry for you.
Yeah.
Do you have chemistry for him?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. And how many years have you been dating him?
I've been dating man number 2 for about 3 months. I've probably been on 3 dates with him once a month.
Okay. So when are you going to get done with dating?
soon as a man makes me an offer with the engagement ring.
Have you had a man offer his penis for your vagina, for your anus?
Yes, but I have had men ask me for sex, yes.
Did you give it to him?
Nope, I did not.
Are they gone?
No, they're not gone.
Well, then you're still negotiating.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Everybody wants to get either laid or paid. If you want to get laid, bring money. If you want to get paid, bring sex.
Yes. The man number two has enough money. Ask me to go to bed with them, and I said I'm comfortable being in the bed with you and playing with you, but we're not in a committed relationship,
have intercourse.
Right, that's what I told him.
And that's so oral. People sometimes don't think oral sex is intercourse. But oral sex is pure gift for a man.
Yes.
Pure gift.
I didn't do that either, but we just played around.
And everybody doesn't like anal sex, but people who do like it, it's intercourse. And then we have our favorite vaginal. So what I'm teaching you is how to have an erotic commitment, which is not done much other than in my world, but I love it. On a dating magazine, I saw an ad, wanted a Pat Allen woman. Do you know why they want a Pat Allen woman?
No, where's the ad? I want to respond.
Okay.
Where?
Do you want to hear why?
Yes, I want to hear why.
Okay.
Because they're virtuous.
Do you understand? Men need a virtuous woman because the marriage is not for men. It costs them money. Marriage is for women and children. But men have got to marry us to keep us away from other men. Have you ever heard the phrase, friends with perks?
Yes, yes.
And have you ever heard this latest phrase, my baby's mama?
Yes.
Those are terms given to women who have given sex and babies to men without an agreement.
Yes.
Well, I'm just simply saying you can put your penis in my mouth, anus, and vagina if I can find out in a prenup or a premarital what my old age would look like.
Okay. I can do that.
Yes, you can.
Yes. Okay.
And you'll hear them say things like, oh, I want to get to know you. That's like saying I want to take the car home for 6 months.
Yes.
It's amazing how women give away housing, food, sex, babies, money. Because if they don't get a loving woman, men have a tendency to die earlier than they would if they had a loving, virtuous woman. Loving, virtuous woman.
Okay. I'm pretty virtuous. May I ask another question or not?
You may ask, of course. Why not?
Okay. I have another man who I've told he doesn't make enough money, and I told him I didn't have chemistry with him. But if he still wanted to take me out, I would love to accompany
yes,
him.
Yes, that's so a friendship one. And the way I teach it, the way I teach it is, if you're not interested in getting married and I'm not interested chemically to marry you, I'm willing to date socially, do you see? But it will not include intercourse.
Yes, so I've been dating him and I feel, I'm wondering if I need to give back to him to do something nice for him because he does a lot of things for me. He just doesn't make enough money for me to marry him.
Then have him over for dinner.
Okay.
Men like sex and they like food.
Okay. Okay, I will do that because he takes me to plays and the theater and all sorts
of stuff. I fully understand that. That's friendship with perks, but no sex.
Yes. If he won the lotto, I would marry him. But he hasn't won the lotto.
Well, as I was telling the story, I had a lady who would check into the backgrounds of possible husbands. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that would work too.
Uh-huh. Because that maybe I don't know how to do that with man number one who might have enough money but might not. I don't know how to check into his finances.
Well, he accepts you not giving him sex.
Yeah. Yes.
See, he can beat meat in his own bedroom by himself. Right?
Yes.
So he may be getting enough now.
Okay. Okay.
You have chemistry for him, though. I can hear it.
Yes, I do. But he's too poor for me. He doesn't have enough money.
Darling, I'm telling. Am I not telling you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. I got to share a lot of things I don't always get to share.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye. All right, Dr. Pat. I am going to see here what we've got going on at our switchboard and talk to Sam for a minute. And I believe we've got another call. I could be wrong. Let me check it.
Hello?
Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I do. I have a question for Dr. Pat.
I'm here.
Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hello.
Hi. My question is, it's a typical question that I get a lot, and it brings me a lot of shame. The question is have I been married? And I have not been married. I'm 56, and I don't have children. So when the men, I go on a date and they ask, there's great shame that comes upon me. I mean, I was engaged, but I don't know how to answer. And then I had with my work in 2 days, two different people that I work for have two different jobs. They asked me, were you ever married? And I told the truth. I said, no. And they asked, do I have children? But the one with the asking me if, you know, about if I was married, and I say no. I have major shame when I tell them this. I'm wondering, should I start fibbing?
No, dear. What you say to them, I was a career woman when I was younger, and I'm now getting ready to settle down into a lifetime marriage.
That is the truth, Dr. Pat. That
I know it is.
Career, working, going to college, and the men say the same thing to them?
Of course they do. I was a career woman when I was younger, but now I never wanted kids, and now I want to have a lifetime partner.
Okay, thank you. I like what you said. I never worded it like that, ever.
You know what I am? I'm a marriage family therapist. I am a transactional analyst. I'm an addiction specialist in alcoholism and sexual addiction. So that's why I answer these questions. I've been doing this for 51 years.
Well, it was just on the mark. I never was able to answer that question. And then I even told a few lies saying, yes, I was married.
That shows up at the engagement contract board. No, don't lie. Do not lie.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you for how far I go. I had a cute little lady who was a brain surgeon, blonde and cute, and she was not attracting men once they knew she was a brain surgeon. So she came to me, and I said, all you have to say is, I work in a doctor's office.
Oh, I like that.
And as soon as he fell in love with her, she told him she was a brain surgeon, but they had already negotiated a committed relationship.
Got it. Okay.
Tell the truth from the opposition's point of view. Men are afraid of smart women, and rightly so.
Yeah, so, I mean, that is the truth. I was going to college supporting myself full-time and going to college, and that was where my energy was. Am I successful today? No, I'm not.
You're a career woman or a woman with a career?
I don't even have a career at this point. I wish I did
I know that.
Get married.
How old are you? 56. See what I mean? You are perimenopause minimal. And you're going to be with somebody who's periandropause, who's masculine. So please ask me to explain my definitions, because I believe in the truth.
Well, what is the definition of the man?
What do you mean, what's the definition of a man?
You just use the terminology about what he is now at this age and what I'm willing
to He's going into a sensitive chemical wherein his testosterone going down, but the estrogen that's in his body since he was conceived is impacting him, and he's very, very frightened of masculine, mean women. When he hears, I work in a doctor's office, and she's cute, short, blonde, he automatically thinks she's a receptionist or a nurse or something.
Got it. Well, okay. I thank you. I appreciate it. You answered my question. I'm going to start.
That's what I do.
Yeah,
every
I like
Thursday,
that.
Every I do.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I'm going to start using that and take away that shame that I have, even with people in general.
No, change it. I was a career woman, and now I'm a woman with a career.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do that.
Good.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, caller. Thank you. 323-203-0815 is the number to call to hop into the hot seat. I want to remind everybody that Dr. Allen does special appointments. She does a live script appointment, and she also does high by letter reviews and critiques. And pardon me. If you'd like to get on the list for one of our groups, you can do that by reaching out to info@drpatallen.com via email to get in line to get in one of our groups. We have them at all different times on all different days, Monday through Friday. And the same way to reach out to get a script appointment or to get an appointment for a high buyer letter read, info@drpatallen.com via email. Okay, let me see what we've got going on with our switchboard. Again, 323-203-0815. Okay, Dr. Allen, we have a Facebook question. Dr. Allen.
Yes, I'm here.
I have tried and tried. But I'm having a hard time with my high by letter. Could you go over the elements of the high by letter one more time?
I will do it. I will do it right by now.
Now, awesome.
The high by letter is used by women that have...
Hold on a second, Dr. Allen. I'm sorry. We've got a live caller. We'll take our live caller and come back to our high by. Hey, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hey, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
Thank you for getting my call. I'm calling in regards to some advices that I want to ask from you. So I'm about to head on a business trip that's going to take a couple months. And I don't know how to tell the guy that I have been going on dates with, that I am leaving, but I will be back. But I'm just going to be leaving for a couple months without.
Wait a minute. Are you terminating him?
No, I'm not.
Are you wanting him to hold your number till you come back? Is that what it is?
Yes.
All right. Do you have paper and pen now?
Yes, I do.
The first line in the letter, are you going to give it to him? Are you going to read it to him? Are you going to text it, email it? How are you going to give it to him?
I can text it to him.
What?
Text it.
Okay. Here's what it says. So-and-so, whatever his name is, I don't want to know what it is, but so-and-so, Sam, we'll call him Sam. Sam, I'm sending you this letter to tell you what I feel and think about our relationship.
Yeah.
Now, that's the lead-in letter sentence. The first paragraph is, I so feel comfortable and like being with you because, and you list the things you like about him.
Okay.
I have something painful to share with you. I'm going to be called out of town for how long?
4 months.
I'm going to be called out of town by business or family?
Business.
By business for the month of?
August till October.
August till October. And that's painful because I will miss you.
Okay.
You've already listed the things you like about him. And now you've said in another paragraph, I don't want to leave without telling you that I'm going to be called out of for business in October, what is September to October?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. If you will be willing, I would love to continue dating you. How long have you dated him?
2 months.
To continue dating. Because I've enjoyed the 2 months we've had. And the last paragraph is, thank you for reading this letter and considering holding a spot open for me to date you when I get done with my business outing. And you can use your words.
Okay.
Is there any part of this letter? Here, I'm going to give you the 5 steps. I made yours personal, but I'm going to give you the 5 steps for whoever's listening. Paragraph number 1, if you're a woman, is based on your thoughts and feelings about the relationship. It might be that he's dumped you and you want to write him, or you've dumped him and you've made a mistake. Whatever it is, the first line is, I'm writing you to let you know what I think and feel about our relationship. The first paragraph is everything you like about him. Now, this okay. is done by men as well. The first paragraph is everything he likes about her. The second paragraph is, I don't want to not let you know that I'm going to be on a business venture for a month, but I don't want to drop out of your life or you out of mine. Excuse me.
Okay.
When I come back, will you consider continuing to date me?
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, bless me too. Thank you for listening or reading this letter and hopefully responding positively. Got it?
Yes, that was beautiful. Thank you. Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just sneezing.
Okay, that's so good.
I'm negative.
Awesome. I like that. Okay, thank you, Dr. Pat. I will definitely write this letter and I will send it to him.
Good. This is you presenting the good and the painful part of a relationship so that he can make a decision with all the evidence. Okay?
Very, very true. Yes.
Good. All right?
All right. Have a good one. Goodbye.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay. Where were we with our Facebook question? She wanted to know the hi by letter. She wanted to know the hi by letter as well.
Well, that's this. We just did it.
Yeah, we just did it. So I hope she was listening. And okay. 42-year-old male dating a woman who is 38 years old. I want to propose to her. However, we have a small issue. I would really like kids. She would really like dogs. I want a child.
She wants kittens?
No, he wants kids. She wants dogs.
Oh, he wants kids. She wants dogs. That's a big issue. But
yeah, he is wondering.
Ages, she's in her 30s and you're in your 40s.
Yes, he's 42, she's 38.
That's still productive. So,
right. He wants to know what tool he can use and how can he say the words to try to negotiate with her to have. He says, I'll negotiate to one child and let her have two dogs.
Now,
I wanted three.
I'm going to teach you to teach him a hi by letter now. This is good.
Oh, good.
It's a man.
Yes.
The first line in the letter or text or email or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
is I'm writing this because I'm really getting involved and falling in love with you. And I want bring up this subject with my thoughts and feelings. That's the first beginning.
I love it.
The first paragraph is, I'm really attracted to you for marriage. Because, and then list what he likes about her.
Okay.
The next paragraph is, but it's a very painful thing that we're talking about. She wants a dog.
He wants dogs.
And I want a child.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Both are lovable. I understand. Both are lovable.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm afraid that marriage is not possible under these conditions. So I'm writing you this letter and thanking you for reading it so that we can decide whether it's a dog or a kid before we go any farther into this. Love well.
Wow. Wow. Okay, Dr. Allen. He's saying he's going to write the letter. It's very painful. He says, I have the ring. I've had the ring for 3 weeks. but this has been the thing that's stumped me, Dr. Allen.
And he puts it, you know, I hope you will take my ring and start thinking about building a family with a child. But if you don't want that, I wish you well. But I cannot seriously date you.
Got it.
I will have to start dating other women and not have sex with you.
Okay. Okay. He's saying he is going to, he's writing as fast as he says, I'm writing as fast as I can, but I'm going to have to re-listen to this and make sure I get these words exactly right, because this is so important to me. And he's saying, thank you, Dr. Allen. Long time listener.
You're welcome.
Big fan. Wow. Pretty cool. Thank you, Dr. Allen, for doing that. Okay, so we have a young woman who is 19 years old. She was dating a man, and they didn't have the same goals and aspirations. So she
they were not in agreement.
Right. This young couple were not. She said, after listening to Dr. Allen's information on compatibility, I realized while there was a lot of chemistry, and there were a lot of feelings and emotions, that we lacked compatibility. I am very goal driven. I want to have a home and a family.
He is a career man wanting a woman without a career.
Right, but this is a different couple, and she's 19 and he's 22. And so he is not a hard worker. He's just a bit of a slouch. He goes to work, he comes home, he wants to watch TV. He doesn't want to go out. He just says, well, just come over and watch TV. She's like, I don't want to do that. I'm 19 years old. I want to see the world. I want to experience life. I do want a loving relationship, but I also want somebody who has the same goals, having a home, having a family, and not having a mound of debt. I love this man, but the compatibility issues are frightening me. How can I talk to him about that?
Don't talk to him. Write a hi-bye letter.
And it is the theme tonight. I'm loving it.
What?
And it's the theme tonight, Dr. Allen. I'm loving it. This is the theme tonight. The hi-bye letter is hitting on the marks.
Paragraph one, everything I like about you. Paragraph two, the pain of this relationship. Paragraph three, I want this, not that. You want that, not this. And thank you so much for reading this and considering. Or sayonara.
I love it. I love it. So that compatibility issue is a big thing. We've now heard it three times. This young woman, she wants somebody who wants to hustle, to have a good life. And this other one, the gentleman, he wants a child, but she doesn't. Two big, huge compatibility things right there. And so the hi-bye letter is just... That's working it, Dr. Allen.
Yeah.
That is working it. Okay. This next question is, yin and yang, Dr. Allen, when you are reaching your 60s, does that yin and yang symbol start to blur into gray from black and white? I ask because I feel myself changing and I feel my partner changing. However, everything seems to be muddled.
I want you to know that if you communicate with my tools, which are in the book, A Man's World and a Woman's Universe, there's tools for being an individual. There's tools for dating and marrying. There are tools for being in a family. So you've got to communicate with respect and cherishing. So when you get into your 60s, what used to be masculine for a man becomes masculine for a woman. What used to be feminine for a woman, she becomes masculine. It's amazing.
It is amazing. So the lines there do begin to blur. It's not like it happens overnight.
But it doesn't happen overnight. And if they use the tools and make appointments and say, you have a right, if you use my tools, you will respect and cherish each other, which doesn't mean you have to hurt each other.
Exactly. Wow. Amazing. Hey, Dr. Allen, we're out of time. What do you have to say before we go tonight?
Well, I think we had a wonderful show. Do you?
I do.
Good. And I'm glad we did. And the truth of the matter is, the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make with each other and keep.
I 100% agree, Dr. Allen, 100%. Hey, everyone, we're going to be back next week. Reach out via email if you're interested in our groups or you'd like a live script or high-by-letter appointment. Also, go to our website, sign up for our newsletter. You'll get to hear all of the information and all the things that are going on with the One Institute and Dr. Pat Allen and our groups. And don't forget, Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication is right now free on www.drpatallen.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page. Listen to it while you're signing up for the newsletter. Until then, we love you. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.